Hi, welcome to the Daily Listen. It is Monday. We start a new week with a new book, 1 Peter. Today I read chapter 1, verses 3 through 9. A couple of things stood out to me. One is some very unwelcome news. In verse 6, Peter says, "You may have had to suffer grief in all kinds of trials." Well, that doesn't come as a surprise to any of us, but we don't like to know that it was part of God's plan for our lives. We would like to think that God intends only comfort, only good, only pleasure for our lives, but that's not the case. In the process of following Jesus Christ, we will experience grief, trials, sadness, brokenness, and loss. What's the purpose of it? Verse 7 says, "These have come so that the proven genuineness of your faith, of greater worth than gold, which perishes even though refined by fire, may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed." That sounds pretty good. Praise, glory, and honor for God. What can I do to move myself in that direction now? Well, in verses 8 and 9, Peter says, "Though you have not seen him, you love him." That's activity number one. Love Jesus Christ. He goes on, "Even though you do not see him now, you believe in him." So don't simply love Jesus. Believe in him. Trust in him. Place your confidence for the future in Jesus, in his finished work, in his death and resurrection. Then thirdly, he says, "You love him. You believe in him. Finally, you are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy." Friends, our hearts are invited to be joyful because of what God has promised for us in the future. Not joyful about what we're going through now, but joyful because something even greater is ahead of us. My invitation to you today is to look for an opportunity to express your love for Jesus Christ. Look for an opportunity to express your belief, your faith in Jesus. And look for an opportunity to give witness to the joy that he invites us to experience daily. May you know his joy today.